This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Woodpeckers baseball live in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. It is game four of six between the Woodpeckers and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Live from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, and we are live on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app as well for our online radio feed. Bally Live at MILB.TV, where you can find tonight's game in HD video quality. Catch all of the remaining action for Fayetteville in 2023. Game number 112 tonight, Colin. 20 to go after this one. The Woodpeckers, they've fallen out of a true playoff contention spot. 17-28 in the second half of play. A tough loss yesterday where they were down 14-0 after the first four innings. But they put together some really good at-bats late. You carry some momentum from that performance against the bullpen into this one, and you have one of your best arms on the mound tonight getting the start in Jose Fleury. A formula is there for the Woodpeckers to try and even up this series at home.
Yeah, and I liked what I saw out of the Woodpeckers in the back half of that ball game. They showed some fight. Luis Encarnacion, a three-run home run, and then Ricardo Belo, a two-run double in that big sixth inning to put a bit of a dent in that huge lead. And that's all you can really do is put together good at-bats when you fall behind that much by such a large margin early on. And now you can hope that that offense keeps going into today's ball game. You got a couple of big bats in Bryce Matthews and Luis Baez out of the lineup. But as you mentioned, Jose Fleury on the mound, 110 strikeouts this year. One of the best guys you can ask for if you want to get a victory to even up the series once again.
Yeah, more on Fleury to come, but he is coming off one of his best games as a pro. 10 strikeouts across five innings, that was, on the road in Myrtle Beach. And takes on a local kid, lefty Jackson Humphreys. He's an eighth rounder by the Cleveland Guardians, but grew up in Fuquay Varina, just about 30 minutes down the road, and led Fuquay Varina High School to a 4A state championship as a high schooler, drafted out of high school, and he's going to no doubt have a local cheering section on tap for his second single-A start in his career. It's the lefty Humphreys against the right-hander Fleury. First pitch tonight at 7:05 between the Guardians affiliate and the Houston Astros single-A affiliate. Colin and I have the action for you coming up on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Now let's send it down to field level for the singing of the national anthem. Game four between the Woodpeckers and the Hillcats is next.
America and representing the St. James Lutheran Church, please welcome Annalisa Johannesson.
God bless America, land that
fans, singing the national anthem tonight is Rachel Townsend. Rachel is the daughter of Matthew and Delarice Townsend and Miss Fayetteville 2023. As Miss Fayetteville, Rachel enjoys sharing Faithful Over Few, an initiative that she founded to empower people with financial literacy tools that can help them lead the lives of their dreams debt-free. Fans, for those who are able, please rise and remove your caps for the performing of our national anthem by Miss Fayetteville 2023, Rachel Townsend.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we've hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Let's hear it from Miss Fayetteville 2023, Rachel Townsend. Also from the St. James Lutheran Church, Miss Annalisa Johannesson. And tonight's Sheets Field of Dreams team, the 10 and under World Series champions from Lumberton. Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, our ball game is back in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. As we kick off the weekend, Friday night ball, the Woodpeckers and the Hillcats live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello again, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey with you on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app for tonight's radio broadcast, Valley Live and MILB.TV as well for our online HD video feed. It's game four. The Hillcats lead by a game, a 15-6 final yesterday as they defeated Fayetteville. Tonight, right-hander Jose Fleury goes to the mound 3-3 with a 3.76 ERA in game number 22, start number 12, coming off a 10-strikeout performance last week in Myrtle Beach. He faces Prez Kavanaugh, Angel Hanau, and Wilfredo Antunes, the top three in the lineup card for the Hillcats. Lynchburg, the Guardians affiliate, Fayetteville, the Houston Astros affiliate, and we are ready to roll on a Friday night. Jose Fleury winds, pitches, and delivers strike one to get our ball game started. 7:08, that is, our first pitch time tonight in Fayetteville, and it is partly cloudy and 87 degrees. Really comfortable night for baseball as Fleury spins a slider, and Kavanaugh swings early, nothing and two on Prez, the lefty. And right fielder batting 246 on the season with three home runs and 17 RBIs. Next pitch pulled on the fly out to right and foul into the concourses. It is 0-2 still on Kavanaugh. Cleanup hitter today is Mayek Collado. Jose Devers bats fifth. Manuel Mejias is sixth. And the 7-9, Carson Tucker, Bubba Filia, and Lexer Sadui. Pitch missed inside. And it's 2-2 on Kavanaugh. The Hillcats are led by first-year manager Jordan Smith, a graduate from St. Cloud State University. The 1-2-2, that is, and Kavanaugh fans on a breaking ball. Jose Fleury has the swing and miss going early. And that's the name of the game when it comes to Fleury. 111 strikeouts now on his season, over 79 and a third. Racks up a ton of swing and miss with one of the best changeups in the Astros minor league system. The number 24 overall prospect on the farm, according to MLB.com, and has allowed 52 hits, 38 earned runs all season. Angel Hanau, now the lefty shortstop, takes strike one on a fastball, and it is 0-1. Fleury works with a good pace as well, will not use a lot of that pitch clock as he puts another fastball in there, 0-2.
And this is maybe a good matchup for Fleury. A lot of lefties in this lineup. Lefties hitting 170 against Jose this year.
Shorted the plate significantly there and spiked it almost in the grass out in front of home with a miscued slider, 1-2. Lynchburg is back to the 500 mark in the regular season with yesterday's win, 55-55 over 110 games. 24-21 in the second half. They gained a game on the first place team yesterday. The Mudcats were walked off on in extra innings, so they dropped a game, and Lynchburg won a critical game, so they're four games back with 20 to play after tonight, 21 including this game. Here's the 2-1 pitch. The 1-2 make it, and a pop fly lifted left side towards the concourse and foul. Remains where it is on Angel Hanau. He's batting .239, three home runs and 28 RBIs, and on base at .318. He has 54 hits and 26 walks. Infield swung around to the right side, pull side to the lefty. And a two-strike pitch is lifted shallow to center. Molina, the center fielder, gives way to Cam Fisher coming forward. He makes the catch in the gap, and there are two quick outs for Jose Fleury. Wilfredo Antunez is coming up, but first let's work around the Fayetteville defensive alignment behind Jose Fleury.
Yeah, a couple of errors last night in the field for the Woodpeckers. Fisher in left, Molina in center, Jackson Loft in the right fielder. Tyler Whitaker is over at third base. Ryan Johnson, the shortstop, Paz Ferreras at second, Dari Lorenzo at first, and Garrett Gilmet does the catching.
Antunez, the lefty, swings, fouls the first pitch off. It was a low slider offered up from Jose. For our radio audience today, the Woodpeckers are in the crisp home white uniforms. White uniform top, Woodpeckers in that block lettering across the chest in white. Pitch down to the dirt. A black ball cap with the Woodpecker logo, black numeral on the back of the jersey and black nameplates as well. A black belt with white pants and a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Jose Fleury has black sleeves coming out from underneath his white uniform. High fastball, and it's 2-1 on Antunez. Meanwhile, Lynchburg is in the grays, gray uniform top, Hillcats in green across the chest, a green numeral on the back of the uniform, black belt with a gray pant and a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Off the end of the bat, roller hit to Whitaker at third, throws from the cut of the infield grass in time, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 first for Jose Fleury. Nice change from yesterday when the Hillcats scored big. No scores, we go bottom one, Encarnacion, Fisher, and Whitaker lead it off when we come back.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop right here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, it's Friday. The weekend's here, and so is Bunker. Make some noise for Bunker! Do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score six runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. One, two, three.
on the mound for the Hillcats, Jackson Humphreys. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Just underway in downtown Fayetteville, Friday Night Baseball. Luis Encarnacion leads it off, rips a line drive on one hop to short, speared by Hanau, and a throw to first is in time. Great play by the Lynchburg shortstop, Hanau. Getting level with that baseball, going down to a knee and picking it after it hopped right up on him. And a tough luck out for Luis Encarnacion to begin the bottom of the first. It brings up Cam Fisher, batting second and playing in left field today for the Woodpeckers. Takes the first pitch, fastball for a strike from the Lynchburg starter, Jackson Humphreys. Fuquay Varina, North Carolina native, and a Fuquay Varina High School graduate, so going to have a little bit of a cheering section in the house for him today. Grew up just 35 minutes down the road from Fayetteville between here and Raleigh. Swinging a foul ball by Fisher, and it's 0-2. Tyler Whitaker on deck, then Garrett Guilmette hitting cleanup. Ryan Johnson is fifth, Jackson Lofton sixth, and the bottom three are Dari Lorenzo, Leo Molina, and Paz Ferreras. Here comes the kick in the 0-2. Fisher throws the bat, swings and misses. He strikes out. And the bat ends up near the first base on deck circle. High fastball at 95 miles an hour. Fisher was under it. And we'll have to pine-tar that bat a little bit more before his next trip. So two quick outs behind Humphreys. Let's go around the Lynchburg defense.
Lexer Sadui is out in left field. Wilfredo Antunia is the center fielder. Press Kavanaugh in right. Jose Devers at third. Hanau at short. Carson Tucker, the second baseman. Mike Coyado, the first baseman, and Manuel Mejias, for the second time, does the catching in this series.
Whitaker looked at a strike, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball just on the outside corner, and now the wind in the 0-1. Slider up top, but called strike two. And Whitaker in an 0-2 hole, so Jackson Humphreys, that is. He's cruising right along here and coming off a turbulent single-A debut, but trying to right the ship in his second single-A game as a pro. 0-2 pitch just inside. He strutted off the mound and thought he had it, but it'll go to 1-2.
And he couldn't buy a decision either. And in the Arizona Complex League with the ACL Guardians, 0-6.
And it is one game for the Hillcats. Gave up three earned over an inning and two-thirds. That was at home against Fredericksburg in his Hillcats debut on August 12th. Spun a slider low and in towards the feet. It's 2-2 on Whitaker. Witt batting 246, three home runs, 24 RBIs. Had a good day yesterday getting on base, a single, a hit by a pitch, and a walk, and he scored two runs. Gets under the high fastball and lifts it out into center. Antunia has started in. Now he drifts back, stops before the track, and makes the catch above his hat. Two end to 1-2-3 inning. Jackson Humphreys is off the mound, and both starters face the minimum in the opening frame. Scoreless as we go to the top of the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. What I want.
Jose Fleury. leading off the top of the second inning for the Hillcats, the first baseman, number 7, Mike Coyado.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. It is the top of the second inning. And the first pitch from Mike Coyado is rolled into right center field on the ground. And it's a leadoff hit for Coyado against Jose Fleury, first base runner for the Woodpeckers starter to go up against. And it brings up Jose Devers. Jose Fleury retired all three Hillcats he faced in the first inning with a strikeout, a flyout, and a groundout. And now Devers up into the right side. First pitch to him is fouled back. Tipped it. Nothing in one. Devers with a solo home run that broke up a scoreless game on Wednesday. Went for his 9th of the year. 56 RBIs to go along with for Devers and a 260 batting average. Here's the pitch. Fouls it back. 0-2 on Devers.
And for Coyado, he ends up picking up his 5th hit in as many games. He's a guy who's coming off of a long layoff. His last game prior to the series, the penultimate game against Fredericksburg, was June 25th.
Here's the kick in the 0-2, and it is called strike 3. Slider right on the outside part of the zone. Devers indicating that he thought it might have been a little bit up. But he is the second strikeout for Jose Fleury. And he and Trey Dombrowski continue to battle for the team lead in strikeouts. Fleury right on the heels of Trey. Dombrowski, after his day yesterday on the mound, finishing with 121. So Fleury 9 behind him at this stage. Struck out 10 his last time on the road in Myrtle Beach, and a couple early here today. One out, Manuel Mejias took ball one. And Fleury down to the belt, kicks, fires, and blows a fastball by his swing.
There's a decent chance that three guys on this year's roster pass the second place initially of Miguel Ulloa. We've already seen Dombrowski do it. Fleury's almost there, and Alimber Santa also not far behind.
Runner going to second. A low fastball is called a strike. One hopping throw knocked down by Johnson, but no tag. And Garrett Guilmett tried to get it out of the hand quick, just shorted the throw a little bit, and Mike Coyado wheels his way into second base. Stolen bag on Guilmett, who's had a pretty good success rate at catching runners stealing. He threw out three in a couple of innings last week in Myrtle Beach and plays the second game behind the plate in this series. Here's the 1-2, and we have a pitch clock violation. Right as Fleury kicked to go home, that clock expired. And an automatic ball assessed on Mejias. It's a 2-2 count. One out and a runner at second base. Fayetteville offensively went down in order in the first against Jackson Humphreys. But quite the pivot from yesterday's pace. 2-2. And a ground ball pushed out towards short. Shallow. Johnson backhands. Gets a throw off balance over to first. And it's in and out of the glove of Dari Lorenzo. The throw arrived in time. And Johnson had to awkwardly throw it that way, moving to his backhand side, picking near the grass, and then just kind of jumping and throwing across his body all in one motion. And it was just a dig away from recording the out. Instead, runners on the corners. Coyado gets to third, Mejias to first. And we'll see how they officially score that one as Carson Tucker steps in. RBI chance here in the top of the second for the Hillcats. Blew the game open from the jump yesterday with an 8-run first inning. Much different feel to this one, and Tucker cuts through a fastball. It's 0-1.
Do flash an error on the board. Now the question is it a throwing error on Johnson or a fielding error on Lorenzo?
Yeah, that'd be a tough one to swallow if you're Johnson after you took an extra effort to get that throw over accurately. Swinging a foul back on the fastball, 0-2. So no cause for concern when it comes to Carson Tucker. He was activated off of the injured list on Wednesday. Removed from the game in the 6th inning, did not play yesterday, but starting once again here today. And I think all a part of the Guardians' plan just to ease him back in slowly. And he's a valuable piece of their defense. Middle infielder, Tucker takes low and outside, 1-2 over second base for this one. has a pair of pink and black Nike cleats that he dons on the diamond. The 1-2 from Fleury strikes him out. Foul tip into the mitt, and Guillemette with the squeeze. Strikeout number two of the inning, number three for Fleury in the game. And with two outs, the RBI chance still on. Bubba Filia is up into the right side.
It does officially go in the books as an error on Lorenzo, so him not being able to secure it. It wasn't a bad throw from Johnson, and Lorenzo did get his glove on. He just wasn't able to secure it.
Yeah, I'm with you. It actually made it there on the fly, and it wasn't a short hop that will usually be charged to the fielder in that instance. It made it on one trip into his mitt and then just popped out of the webbing. So an E3, anything that were to come home at this stage on Fleury would be unearned. And the 0-1 to Filia is a little high and inside. Filia came in as a pinch hitter yesterday in the seventh inning. He subbed on and stayed out there at first base for Coyado. Coyado back in the game today, though. He was hit by a pitch, and that's what led to his departure. The 1-1, a swing at a high one, and he was under it. 92-mile-per-hour fastball up top, and Jose Fleury will be all the more dangerous if he can put an extra mile or two on the fastball to complement his changeup. We've seen his velocity, I think, increase incrementally from around 90 miles an hour to start the year up into the 92 range. Runner going to second, swing at a high fastball, and that's the inning. Jose Fleury strikes out three in the second, works around a single and an error, and strands two Lynchburg runners on the corners. No score as we move bottom two. Guillemette, Johnson, and Lofton hit for the first time against Jackson Humphreys when we come back.
These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler, courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. I know, so cool, right? Show us those tumblers, man.
Cause I'm looking like class and it's looking like trash. Can't get with a bad beat. So, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 46, Garrett Gilman.
Top of bottom of the second inning, and the Woodpeckers and Hillcats scoreless. Garrett Gilmatt leads it off in the cleanup position and fouls away a Jackson Humphreys fastball for an 0-1 count. Humphreys, the North Carolina native from Fuquay Varina just up the road, is retired all three Woodpeckers faced thus far. And using that mid-90s fastball to get some swing and miss. Here's another ball hit off the end of the bat softly towards first. Coyado to the grass. Fields hustles over to first and takes it himself for the first out of the second. So this is a promising start for Jackson Humphreys, who did give up a lot of runs in the ACL before his promotion. A 5.61 ERA, suffered six losing decisions in nine games. But he's getting out sufficiently here, and now it's Ryan Johnson. And the first pitch home to Ryan. Fastball up and away. Ball one. Johnson at 208. With three home runs and 10 RBIs, three doubles as well, and a little bit of a power slump since early stage in Myrtle Beach when he hit his last home run. Fastball in the inside corner. Called strike one. 317 on base percentage. He has walked six times. Jackson Lofton will get a chance in the inning as well. He stands on deck. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And a slider cuts in, just missed inside, 2-1. Notable absence from the lineup today is Bryce Matthews. The trend was giving him Sundays off, so we'll see if maybe he plays Sunday this week with the Friday off night. The 2-1. Hard hit ground ball over to short. Backhanded on the grass by Hanau. Step and a throw firm right to Coyado's chest. And Ryan Johnson set down for the second out. Five up, five down for Humphreys. And here comes Jackson Lofton.
I think Lynchburg's got, right now, two guys out there, maybe the best left side of the infield defensively in the Carolina League between Devers and Hanau. Two guys with really strong arms, great range, and both of them can play either short or third. Very interchangeable.
So here's Jackson Lofton. He had a day off yesterday, back in the lineup batting sixth tonight. First pitch changeup off the plate outside, 1-0. First baseman Coyado well off of the line against the righty. 1-0 pitch, and Jackson stays off a high one. Two balls and no strikes. Lofton on the year batting 205, the Earl Roberts product, with six home runs and 39 ribbies. 66 hits and 39 walks, good for a .310 on base percentage. Sitting back, watching a fastball and taking strike one. Fayetteville looking for their first base runner in this bottom of the second, no score. Flurry stranded two in the top of the second. Lofton gets under this one, a pop fly towards second. Carson Tucker looks like he has it locked on, and he does. He makes the catch, and the inning's over. Another 1-2-3 frame for Jackson Humphreys. A little applause from the local crowd as he walks off the mound, and we move to the third. Nothing, nothing. Hillcats and Woodpeckers continues in a moment.
Contestant for the Olsen Ortho, guess that smile. Take it away, T.
All right, we've got Taylor here. Hey, Taylor. All right, crowd, make some noise for Taylor. Yes. Okay, you guys are going to help her guess this smile. So how this works, you're going to look at the board, you're going to guess who the smile is. All right, let's do it. I don't know who that is. Who is that? Alfonso, Will, or Martin Lawrence? Who's that?
Will Smith.
Yes, Will Smith. Okay, she's saying B. Okay, cool. I didn't know that one. Good. All right, good. All right, who's this one? A, B, or C? What do you guys say? Saying C.
Drew Barrymore.
All right, she said yes. That is definitely C, Drew Barrymore. Yeah, okay. You want to roll, Taylor? Let's do it. Okay, what about this one? I mean, come on.
I'll go with B.
You're going with B? I love you. That was so dope. All right, let's give it up for Taylor, everybody.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Fleury. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Hillcats, the left fielder, number 13, Lexer Sadui.
Welcome back to Fayetteville. It is the top of the third inning. Lexer Sadui leads it off against Jose Fleury in a scoreless game. And let's send it over to Colin Casey for the play-by-play.
Thank you, Andrew Chapman, as Lexer Sadui comes in after a really strong night in the nine hole yesterday. Drove in four runs over the first two innings, but went 0-for-3 the rest of the way. It's 2-0 on the left fielder. Had a three-run double in the first that really broke things open, snuck it down that first base line. 2-0 is hit on the ground towards second base. Pascanel Ferreras, a short throw to Dari Lorenzo, and a quick first out for Jose Fleury. Able to retire the leadoff man for the second time. He surrendered his lone hit, a single, to Coyado to begin the second inning. and he has made it one time through the order. Back to the leadoff man, Press Kavanaugh, who struck out swinging his first time against Fleury. First pitch to Press is in there for a strike. Four strikeouts so far for Fleury brings his total on the year to 114. He is now fourth all time as far as single season strikeouts go. Changeup dips below the knees. He passed a tie of a number of guys, including two from last year's roster, Carlos Calderon, Edinson Batista, both with 113. 1-1, and he pulls the string on Kavanaugh, 1-2. Next guy on the list, another 2022 guy, that was Miguel Ulloa, who Trey Dombrowski passed last night for second with his sixth and final strikeout. And there is strikeout number five for Fleury. He fed Kavanaugh a steady diet of changeups, and Kavanaugh way out in front once again. Two up, two down.
Such a well-developed pitch for Jose Fleury. Ton of swing and miss with it. I don't know if anybody has a swing and miss rate similar to Fleury, the whiff rate, as they like to call it.
Now he starts off Hanau with a curveball. Can't forget about that breaking ball he has as well. Equally deadly. He throws another curve, but Hanau laces it into left center field. Fisher comes over, plays it on a hop, and is able to hold Angel Hanau to a two-out single. Hanau has had himself a pretty impressive August at the plate. He has had five multi-hit games in the month and had a home run last night, his third of the season. So with two down, up comes the heart of the Lynchburg lineup, Wilfredo Antunez, trying to make something happen in this third. Fleury's first pitch, a fastball sailed high at 92. By this time in yesterday's ball game, Lynchburg had themselves a 12-0 lead as Fleury exchanges the baseball. Woodpeckers took home the opener back on Tuesday, but have dropped two in a row since. Change up, down and outside, and Antunez lays off. Antunez is a much better hitter on the road than he is at home. Doesn't seem to play well at Bank of the James Stadium, hitting just .238 in home games for Lynchburg. 2-0 pitch is a pitch out, and Gilmet will just throw it back to Fleury for ball three. On the road, however, Antunez's .323 batting average coming into tonight's ball game. Talk about a road warrior. See if he has the green light on 3-0. Now leads off a first. Good count to run on, but he stays put. And it's ball four. Four-pitch walk. And the Hillcats have something cooking with two outs. Hanau down to second base. Antunez on the first walk surrendered by Fleury heads to first. Sets the table for Mike Coyado. Already has a hit in this one. Singled sharply into right center. And stole second. Ended up at third base but was left there as Fleury struck out back-to-back batters to get out of the second. Changeup gets through the legs of Gilmet, who throws down to second on the ricochet, and charging in Johnson, realizing there was no play, making sure that Hanau, who advanced to third, didn't try to turn for home. So it's a wild pitch. Both runners move up 90 feet. Have not been a lot of those this year for Fleury. That's just his 10th.
Yeah, and a full season's worth, that's a good rate.
Especially when it's your first full season in full season baseball. The 1-0 to Coyado. Jam shot, and it's fouled straight over our heads. Lynchburg trying to get that opening run, which has been a problem for Fayetteville when they surrender that opening run this year. The 1-1. Sent in the air, left side. Jogging on over is Whitaker, but he runs out of room and it lands in the second row of seats behind the dugout. Fairfield this year, when giving up the first run, 12-45. So they have had trouble digging themselves out of early holes. But Fleury with a chance to get out of the inning unscathed, 1-2. Working from the stretch, comes to the belt, and delivers. Breaking ball, lunged at and hit to second. Ferreira's charging, and the throw to first is in time. Jose Fleury pitches around a two-out single and a two-out walk, leaves a couple in scoring position. He's through three scoreless. We're on to the bottom of the third inning. Still no score at Segra Stadium.
Let's get jiggy with it.
Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step. You might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prison is your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. But yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. In the winter order,
summertime.
I makes it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like George and Wheezy, cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them. Like, getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top.
Back on the mound for the Hillcats, Jackson Humphreys. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 16, Dory Lorenzo.
Switch hitting, Dory Lorenzo batting from the right side to begin the bottom of the third inning. Lynchburg nothing, Fayetteville nothing. Jackson Humphreys back on the mound and starts off his third inning with a fastball outside. Six up, six down so far for the North Carolina native. Lorenzo hitting .229 on the year, two homers and 20 driven in. Let's go another fastball outside. Dari's had himself a strong August. He's played in limited games, but 5-for-13, three runs batted in, and 8.14 OPS in the month. He has taken advantage of his opportunities. Humphreys there gets a fastball passed. Fayetteville still looking for their first base runner of the ball game. And Humphreys getting through the first two innings at an efficient 19 pitches. Gets a lunging swing and a miss from Lorenzo, and he battles back to even the count at two. Lorenzo will be followed by Leo's Danny Molina, and then the nine-hitter, Paz Ferreras. Lefty begins his windup and delivers the 2-2. And it's skied foul straight back. As Chappie alluded to earlier, the Lynchburg Hillcats still very much in the second-half title race in the North Division, just four games back of the Carolina Mudcats. 21 games left, including today's ball game. 2-2 in tight, and it's full on Dari. Lynchburg and Carolina do not meet at all the rest of the year. The Hillcats have a couple of big series ahead of them, even after this week. 3-2, Lorenzo loses his helmet and loses that battle. Strikes out swinging, second strikeout for Humphreys, and make it 7 in a row retired to begin his outing. steps Leo's Danny Molino. Just like Lorenzo, he has done pretty well in the month of August, in albeit limited action in the lineup. 5-for-18 in the month, a homer out in Myrtle Beach. Chops the first pitch foul to the left. Jackson Humphreys tonight almost kind of living what could have been in his career. I'll get to that more in a minute. As lefty gets his sign. And the 0-1-2 Molina is down and in. Well, Humphreys, before he was drafted in the eighth round of last year's draft, he was committed to play at Campbell, right down the road in Buies Creek from Segra Stadium. 1-1, fouled straight back, and of course it was the home of the initial team known as the Buies Creek Astros for the first 2 years of this franchise's existence. So he nearly was a Camel before Cleveland took him with the 241st pick of the draft and ultimately signed with the Guardians. 1-2 is fouled off by Molina.
And Campbell coming off a great season where they believe they won their conference tournament, and then they went on to Columbia, South Carolina, and made it to a regional.
They nearly ended up hosting a regional right here at Segra Stadium. Didn't go their way, though, on Selection Sunday. There's a swing and a miss, and Molina down on strikes. Back-to-back punch outs for Humphreys, who is in a rhythm. And a look to set down the Fayetteville order perfectly his first time through. Paz Ferreras, the only one standing in the way of that goal. Ferreras picked up a hit in yesterday's ball game. He reached base twice, and he lines one sharply into right field, falling quickly, and it drops in front of Kavanaugh for the first hit of the ball game for Fayetteville. So Paz Ferreras on a mini hot streak now. He has reached base in each of his last three plate appearances. Pecker's not done here in the third inning. Runner at first, two down, and here comes Enka.
Yeah, his timing looks really good last couple of nights. He's putting together some of the best swings of anybody in the order. A couple of well-struck balls to center yesterday before his eighth inning single, and starts his night tonight with a line drive.
He's got a big lead off of first base. Humphrey's first pitch misses outside. Encarnacion ripped one to short his first time up, but a nice sliding stop by Angel Hanau ended up getting him for the first out of the first. Enka fouls it straight back. This is not his first time leading off this year. He's led off in a couple of other instances and came into tonight hitting 4-for-9 in the leadoff spot, so he has excelled as the first man off the bench in previous contests in 2023. Ball one strike. The pitch. Encarnacion drives it out towards center field. Antunia's back. He's got plenty of room and makes the catch to end the inning. A couple of well-struck balls tonight for Luis Encarnacion, but instead he's 0-for-3. And despite the first hit of the ball game, Fayetteville cannot get their first run. We're a third of the way through regulation. Still no score from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time for a Pizza Box Frisbee Toss Showdown. Let's send it down and over to T. Bright for more.
All right, we've got David and Christina here. So we've got Team Christina and Team David. So the object of this game is to get the three Frisbees inside the pizza box. So go to your spot. Let's make this happen. You ready? All right. The first to get three Frisbees in this pizza box, they are the winner. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, let's go. Come on, what we got? What we got? Okay. Two. Ooh, whoa.
on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Fleury. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Hillcats, the third baseman, number 10, Jose Devers.
On to the fourth inning in downtown Fayetteville. Nothing-nothing. Still our score. Jose Fleury on the mound and Jose Devers at the plate. Fouls off the first pitch he sees to begin the inning. Devers went down looking his first time up. Nice little Friday night crowd here at Segra Stadium. And Fleury going back to the pitch that he rung up Devers on, the high breaking ball. Catches a zone, it's 0-2, and Devers asks for time. Team leader in hits with 87 on the year. Fleury with the 0-2. Sails a fastball. I went back and looked at the portal as far as where 87 hits would register in the all-time Lynchburg Hillcats record book, and it's not even in the top 100 with how long of an existence that the ball club has had going back to 1963. Sure it'd be up there, though, for Fayetteville as this franchise founded in 2017, so you don't have to go too far back to see some of those totals. 2-2, and Fleury can't get Devers to chase. Well, Mejia's on deck. He'll be followed by Carson Tucker. Payoff pitch in the dirt. A check swing, and he went. Devers down on strikes for the second time. Jose Fleury with half a dozen Ks already through three and a third.
Yeah, and he's using the zone vertically tonight. His fastball has been living up high, which is good to see for him. Sort of a finesse pitcher. Sometimes that part of the zone isn't available to you, but he's again, early swings and misses on high fastballs and then burying stuff low late in the count and getting the timing thrown off.
There's a ground ball hit to short. Ryan Johnson has to throw on the run again, and it's another perfect strike. This time Lorenzo able to secure it. And Mejias, who hit the last one over there, very similar play in the second inning. This time he's retired, and a quick first two outs for Jose Fleury in the fourth. Good to see Ryan Johnson smoothly operating the shortstop position, usually manned by Bryce Matthews. He gets tonight off. And now Carson Tucker takes ball one outside. I mentioned it in yesterday's broadcast, but this infield defensively has gotten better and better as the year has gone on, especially with a lot of these new draft guys joining the fray. 1-1 on Tucker, who struck out swinging his first time against Fleury. Tucker sprays it foul to the right. Fleury is approaching 60 pitches. Still in a good spot to maybe get through five innings and perhaps get his first victory of the season as a starter. He's 0-3 as a starting pitcher this year. Tucker stays alive, fouls off another. Another guy who seems to do better as a reliever. We talked about Alimber Santa on the road last week in Myrtle Beach, the success he's had as a reliever as opposed to a starter, as a changeup skipped in, and Tucker able to fill the count. But lately it hasn't really mattered for Fleury, especially after he had that injury in the series against Lynchburg the first time around. Since he's recovered from that, he's looked better than ever. A half swing, and Tucker couldn't hold up. Strike three, and that's number seven for Fleury through four innings. Just the two hits allowed and four scoreless for Fleury. We are on to the bottom of the fourth inning, and we are still scoreless at Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
If you see your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting.
Fly, I can't deny. I got on you, and that's true indeed. And I'm digging you. You make me believe that your love is on.
On the mound for the Hillcats, Jackson Humphreys. Coming to the
Cam Fisher lead it off against a left-hander on the mound in Jackson Humphreys, who has been very strong to start this ball game, as is Jose Fleury on the other side. First pitch to Fisher is a fastball on the inside corner. Fisher struck out swinging his first time against Humphreys. Both with ties to the state of North Carolina. Post pitch on the changeup, misses inside. Talk about Humphreys and his high school days about a half hour away from Fayetteville. And wasn't always roses for him in high school, as there's a fastball that misses upstairs. Flashback to the winter of his eighth grade year. He only weighed 100 pounds, and he was told that he needed to gain a lot of weight to get that opportunity to play varsity at FV High School. There's a breaking ball outside, and it's 3-1 now on Fisher. And from that January of his eighth grade year to the August of his freshman year, he gained 40 pounds in 8 months and was able to bulk up and hit that goal, and he never looked back once he started pitching in high school. A half swing, and it glanced off the bat of Fisher, caught the catcher, Mejias.
Must have been just a lot of PB&J and chocolate milk. Throw 40 pounds on. That's tough, but you know, you hit your growth spurt at the right time as well into that stage, and you turn yourself into a varsity baseball player.
It wasn't done either, Chappie. By the beginning of his sophomore year, he put on another 40 pounds, and he weighed 180. Remarkable amount of progress to transform his body, and it has paid dividends now for him at the professional level. Payoff pitch, and he freezes Fisher with a good off-speed on the outside corner. Cam Fisher down on strikes for the second time. That's the fourth strikeout for Humphreys. And it brings up Tyler Whitaker with one down.
Yep, and he's taking on veteran hitters today. Cam Fisher, a well-seasoned college veteran and a home run hitter at the D1 level. Couple of strikeouts today, and Humphreys taking this Fayetteville lineup head on.
First pitch to Witt, misses down and inside. Whitaker. It went well his first time up, but flew out to center field. And now he chops one out towards short. Hanau picks it up, low throw, but Coyotto able to snare it on the fly. And a quick out number two for Humphreys. And both pitchers so far making it look easy out there on the mound. Fleury ran into a bit of trouble in the second and third inning. For Humphreys, just the single from Ferreras last inning. He has otherwise been scot-free. Now Garrett Gilmet stands in the way of another scoreless inning, and he takes a fastball at 92, down and in. Gilmet now at 257 on the year, a homer and three runs batted in. Check swing, and he's able to hold up. He has reached safely now in 10 straight games. Went 2-for-5 in last night's contest. and has been as consistent as anybody in this 2023 draft class here in Fayetteville. 2-0 is fouled back. Former USC Trojan and former Texas Longhorn. He awaits the pitch from Humphreys and a fastball inside. Close pitch. Ryan Johnson hoping to get a chance on deck. Long look in by Humphreys and his 3-1 is fouled back. One interesting note on Gil Metz so far. He's got 9 hits since joining the Woodpeckers, and all 9 of them have been against right-handed pitching, so still has not secured his first hit against the southpaw. Looking to change that tonight. 3-2, 2 outs here in the fourth. The payoff pitch. And a late swing, but Gil Metz fights it off. Woodpeckers 17-28 in the second half, 12 games out of first place in the South, as Gil Metz sends it foul to the right. So starting to get closer and closer to that number in which Fayetteville will be eliminated from postseason contention. At this point, you can't even worry about how other games go. They just need to start winning games and winning them quickly to even get within the discussion. 3-2, and Gil Metz tags it. Deep left field. Back to the wall. Gone. A 2-out solo home run for Garrett Gil Metz. His second in a Woodpeckers uniform. His first at Segra Stadium. How's that for your first hit off a lefty? 1-0 Woodpeckers.
Well, there you go. He fell off a couple of two-strike pitches. You wait to see another pitch, and he got a pretty fat 85-mile-per-hour slider. I think Humphreys wanted to backdoor that pitch more and work it on the edge, but it backed up right into the barrel, and Gil Metz sent it a long, long way.
So the opening salvo belongs to Fayetteville, and Johnson takes strike one. Might have been a little bit inside. Gil Metz hit his first home run on the road last week in Myrtle Beach. Now he's got his first one in front of this home crowd. 1-1 on Johnson, who, like Gil Metz, is homered in Segra and is also homered in Myrtle Beach. He had a home run at the start of last week's series. 1-1, and Johnson hits one on a hop to short. Hanau throws to first, nearly pulls Coyotto off the bag, but he gets him. And another 6-3 put out ends the inning. But Garrett Gil Metz with his second home run of the season. And Fayetteville takes a 1-0 lead as we're on to the fifth inning from Segra on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fayetteville's homeless. Operation Inasmuch and Veritas Church have joined together to organize an art exhibition, Imago Dei, All People in the Image of God. This art exhibition was created to raise awareness and fundraise support for Fayetteville's homeless community. Make sure to visit their tent and check out the art. Hey, J. Antoine Minor.
Yeah, yeah.
The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the street, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All my gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Fleury.
Ever since I was a lowercase G, but now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money,
Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Hillcats, the designated hitter, number 27, Bubba Filia.
Designated hitter Bubba Filia leads it off in the top of the fifth inning. Jose Fleury through four scoreless innings. He now has a 1-0 lead on the mound. And now on the play-by-play, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. The Woodpeckers out to their first lead of this series since Tuesday night when they got that 3-1 win in the opener. Filia in a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from Fleury, and a slider misses low and away. Two balls and no strikes. Filia struck out in the second inning. One of seven strikeouts for Jose Fleury, and he's starting to creep up on that season high he set last week in Myrtle Beach with 10. The 2-0, and Filia fouls it back into the screen. So two balls and one strike. Filia getting his first start of the series. Came on yesterday as a defensive replacement over at first base and got a couple of at-bats, hit into a double play and struck out. So he's 0 for 3 on the week at the plate. And here's a roller off the end of the bat. Skips off to the left of the mound. Johnson Fields throws from behind second in time over to Dari Lorenzo. And that's the first out of the fifth inning. Jose Fleury has now retired five straight since his third inning walk to Wilfredo Antunez. And boy, Ryan Johnson has been busy over at shortstop. He's had three balls hit in his direction already. Lexer Sadui now, the lefty, a nine-hitter, 0 for 1 with a ground out to second base and the first pitch upstairs for ball one. Garrett Gilmet, solo home run, giving the Woodpeckers a 1-0 lead in the fifth. The 1-0 and a tapper foul. Looked like anything really was going to be difficult against Jackson Humphreys, putting together one of the best nights of his young pro career, just 19 years old, not far from where he grew up, but Gilmet got the hanging slider and did not miss it. The 1-1 wind and pitch, and a good changeup gets Sadui cutting through it. He was a little bit over top. Fleury will be capped at about 75 pitches. He's at 68, so if he wants to get through five, become eligible for a win, he'll need an efficient out against Sadui, and then Prez Kavanaugh at the top of the order. He's on deck. Infield swung around slightly to the right. Here's the wind, the kick, the 1-2. Sadui chases it down in the dirt. It's a strikeout. Gilmet struggled to find the ball. It was directly below him. He picks up, throws up the first base side, and completes the strikeout on a 2-3 putout. Eight strikeouts for Jose Fleury over 4 2/3. He'll have enough pitches allotted here to square off against Prez Kavanaugh, who he's set down twice with strikes. Got him in the first to start the game, and then again in the third. Kavanaugh, the lefty, stands in, keeps those feet close, and swings at the first pitch. Sprays it foul off to the left. And it's 0-1. Kavanaugh in this series is now a combined 1-for-12 with six strikeouts. Does have three singles and an RBI and a walk. 0-1 framed up the low outside corner, just missed. Fleury went with a 78 mile per hour changeup to Kavanaugh. No hits allowed since the third, just a couple of singles sprinkled in against Fleury. And a fastball is in there, low outside corner. Just everything has been out of the middle of the zone. It's either been high fastballs, inside fastballs, or low changeups and sliders. Really good command tonight. 1-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. A high fastball at 90 miles an hour. Underneath it, Kavanaugh, he strikes out for a third time. Five scoreless in the book tonight. Jose Fleury with nine strikeouts, one short of a season high. What a day for the Fayetteville starter. A 1-0 Fayetteville lead moves to the bottom of the fifth when we come back.
Get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. Make some noise! Let's go!
Let's go! In the club with my homies, trying to get a little deeper, but down on the low key. You should know how it feels. I started shorty, she was checking up on me. From the game, she was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to
watch out. thinking that it might be a good idea to take her with me. She's ready.
Back on the mound for the Hillcats, Jackson Humphreys.
Got me feeling big, ride with no sin.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 22, Jackson Loft.
Bottom of the fifth, the Woodpeckers lead it 1-0 over the Hillcats. Jackson Lofton in the sixth spot leads it off against Jackson Humphreys. And the 19-year-old left-hander misses outside with ball one. Humphreys putting together one of the longest days of his pro career. After he retired 8 in a row to get his day started, he's limited the damage to just the Gilmet solo home run. And there's a inside fastball on Lofton to get the count to 1-1. It was in off of the plate, but called a strike by Trey Ward. So one ball and one strike. Here it comes. Lofton backs away from another inside pitch at 91. Humphreys is thrown harder than that tonight. He's been up near 94, 95 with a few of his fastballs, and he's been clocked as high as about 96, 97 in bullpen sessions. Here comes the 2-1, and Lofton looks at a strike. All velocity right now, no tricks to Lofton. It's even at 2-2. One more out, and it will officially be the second longest game of Jackson Humphreys' career. He pitched 5 innings with the ACL Guardians back on June 22nd. Pitch number 59 of his day is a 2-2 to Lofton, and he swings and lifts it out into center. Antunez drifts back towards the start of the warning track and has room in front of the wall. He makes the catch at his shoulders, and Lofton flies out for the first out of the fifth inning.
You know, center field here at Segra Stadium really isn't that deep, 400 to straightaway, but it almost feels that deep with how big that center field wall is. So a lot of those well-hit balls to center field, you think off the bat they're going way out to that fence, but oftentimes they end up being routine flyouts.
First pitch, dusts Dari Lorenzo away from the right side. 1-0 on the switch hitter. Batting from the right side of the plate against the lefty Humphreys for his second time. Struck out swinging in the third. And now here's the kick in the 1-0. Lorenzo went at one up top and tipped it into the mitt. One ball and one strike. No runs on two hits for Lynchburg. A run on two hits for Fayetteville. The Ferreras single in the third. The Gilmet solo homer in the fourth. And now the 1-1 in towards his right knee. Two balls and one strike on Dari Lorenzo. He's at 228 on the season with two home runs and 20 RBIs. And even 50 hits coming into tonight's ballgame. The 2-1 grounds it over to third and foul. Made an awkward sound coming off of the bat, and Dari Lorenzo already heading back towards the dugout. He knows he needs a new stick, and he's pointing towards his guys down there in the dugout to grab his new bat. And Luis Encarnacion just javelin tosses it over the railing of the dugout. Bat boy was at the plate collecting the other bat, so Luis Encarnacion needed to fill in as the backup there.
Oh, only Enko would be the one to just toss it on over the railing.
He had some pretty good distance on that one. He just just threw it. 2-2 pitch with one out. Here it comes, and Dari Lorenzo strikes out looking. A slider. Pretty center cut and in a pretty hittable spot. That was a little bit elevated just below the letters, and that's a pitch you look for as a hitter. Dari Lorenzo caught looking, strikes out for a second time, and Jackson Humphreys starting to rack up the strikeouts. He has 5. And that's something that he's been able to do really throughout his time in the Guardians system. He does get a lot of swing and miss. There's been some walks mixed in a lot of his first outings, which kind of counteracted the strikeouts, but today has been one of his most accurate days in his career. 1-0-1 on Molina. He gets tied up on a low and inside pitch, 0-2. Humphreys has now thrown 66 pitches and 43 of them for strikes, one of his best percentages all season. The wind, the 0-2 with two outs, and it's down and in.
We were looking at his numbers in the Complex League and were wondering, you know, maybe that Cleveland might have rushed him up to single A based on what we saw, but maybe the numbers didn't tell the story as to the progress that he made those outings.
Not always about the ERA. A lot of other advanced metrics that these operations are looking at. And here's a slider painted on the outside corner. Back doors, Molina looking. And Jackson Humphreys has tied a career long with 5 innings of one-run ball tonight. Not far from where he grew up. Pair of strikeouts in the 5th, 6th in the game. The Woodpeckers carry a 1-0 lead into the 6th, and it looks like it will be Jose Gaudez coming out of the bullpen when we return.
Hero, Specialist Matthew Oney. Specialist Oney is a native of Westtown, New York, and enlisted in the Army on September 7, 2021. He currently serves as a grenadier in Alpha Company, 2nd Battalion, 501st Parachute Infantry Regiment, 1st Brigade Combat Team at Fort Liberty. Specialist Oney and his team recently competed at the 18th Airborne Corps Best Squad Competition, representing the 82nd Airborne after they won the division's Best Squad Competition this past spring. Fans, let's hear it for Specialist Matthew Oney. Thank you for your service.
Be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Otra dama, ey, pero qué rico suena esto, ey, ey, ya tú me conoces, morrito pa' que sepa, tú me la tiré, esa niña me se me enganchó.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 4, Jose Gaudez. Leading off the top of the 6th inning for the Hillcats, the shortstop, number 12, Angel Tadao.
Jose Gaudez has entered the game for the Woodpeckers to begin the top of the 6th inning behind Jose Fleury. And misses down and outside with ball one to the leadoff man, Angel Hanau. 1-for-2 with a single in the 3rd. Next pitch, fastball centered up, strike 1. The Woodpeckers carry a 1-0 lead into this 6th inning on a Garrett Gilmet solo homer in the 4th. Gaudez, the kick, the 1-1. And a chopper foul to the first base on deck circle. It's a great night for Jose Fleury. 5 scoreless innings after he struck out 10 last week in Myrtle Beach. He strikes out 9 Hillcats tonight. And turns it over to Jose Gaudez, inheriting the 1-0 advantage. He is 1-1 on the year with a 3.52 ERA. A foul tip on a changeup down to the dirt. Picked up by Gilmet, drops the tag and completes the strikeout. So make it 10 strikeouts for Fayetteville pitching between 5 1/3. And here's Wilfredo Antunez. Other numbers for Gaudez, 27 2/3 innings entering tonight. 13 earned runs allowed, 22 walks, 36 strikeouts. Gaudez spent some time on the injured list during June and July and a little bit of August as well. And is a 21-year-old originally from Valencia, Venezuela. Slider up and outside to Antunez, and he's ahead in the count, 2-0. Antunez with a ground out to 3rd and a walk, 0-for-1 officially, and there's a strike. Low outside corner, 94. Gaudez throws harder than Fleury, so the Hillcats lineup will have to adjust to some of the velocity change. 2-1, and it's outside.
And it's good to see Jose throwing with that velocity after how much time he missed due to injury. Hasn't really lost anything off of that fastball.
It's 3-1. And a good cut. Better pitch. 95. Under the bottom of the zone, and it's 3-2 on Antunez. We'll call for time and step out, take a moment. We saw Gaudez on the mound last week in Myrtle Beach. He went 3 innings, gave up 2 earned runs and 3 hits, struck out 7. And now he misses outside with an attempt at a backdoor slider. And Wilfredo Antunez draws a walk. I'd say that's been the main issue for Gaudez since he came off of the injured list on July 29th. That was his first game back with the Woodpeckers. And He walked five in his return, and then he walked three the following time up. So since the IL, he's walked eight over five innings. So now it's Maya Collado. Runner going to second. A swing and a fly ball left side and foul to the train tracks.
I like the aggression here from the Hillcats. You know, you finally get a base runner on after having trouble against Fleury ever since the third inning, and you go for the hit and run immediately, ball in the gap, and you have yourself a tie ball game just like that. They have not shied away from sending guys in motion all series long, and it really doesn't matter who it is, whether it's someone that can run or one of their slower guys. They'll send anybody.
Collado tonight with a single and a ground out. Looks at a strike. 93-mile-per-hour pitch right on the high outside corner. First base runner that the Hillcats have had since a walk to Antunez in the third. And there's a ball on a changeup to Collado. One ball and two strikes. Still just a pair of hits. Single from Collado in the second. A single by Angel Hanau in the third. The 1-2 is high and away. Two balls and two strikes. Much different feel to tonight's game. Quicker pace. Much smaller margin than yesterday when it was a 14-0 runaway after four innings for the Hillcats. 2-2 got him looking. A slider wrapping around the outside corner. And Jose Gadez gets his second strikeout of the sixth. Sends Collado back to the dugout. Two gone in the inning. And Jose Devers bats with a runner at first base. The tying run.
It's got to be getting boring right now if you're in the field for Fayetteville with all these strikeouts being racked up. I mean, you go from Fleury to Gadez, both guys just missing these Lynchburg bats. Easier said than done.
Bluff steal down at first. The pitch is up and in, and ball one to Devers. Yeah, the only two balls put in play over the last three innings, Colin. Two ground balls to Ryan Johnson. So he's kept it busy over there, but everybody else, those outfielders especially, they have to stay in this game. The last fly ball, there's only been one, in fact, to left field in the first inning. Angel Hanau. Nothing for Molina, nothing for Lofton in the outfield tonight. 2-0. Down and outside, gets by Guilmette all the way to the screen, and Antunez will get to second. Guilmette hooked the slider to the outside, and Guilmette took a stab at it, but it got right underneath the webbing of his glove. So the Hillcats get that runner into scoring position. And Guidez behind 3-0 pitches and delivers a get-me-back strike. 3-1 on Devers, who homered earlier in the week but is hitless tonight with two strikeouts. Guidez looks to second base, pitches, and gets a changeup in there. It was a little inside. Devers turning away, thought he had ball four. But the zone expands and the count goes full. 11 strikeouts for Fayetteville pitching already. And Jose Gadez looking for his third of the inning to close it down. 3-2 payoff pitch, and Devers takes it low and away. That will be ball four. Second walk of the inning, and a pattern developing here for Gadez. Strikeout, walk, strikeout, walk. Lynchburg with two runners on for just the third time tonight make it. And we will see a meeting on the mound. Zach Wilkins, Fayetteville pitching coach, going out there. Gadez has had to throw 21 pitches in the inning, longest inning for the Woodpeckers defensively so far. And they'll talk just a couple of little mechanical tweaks here to help Gadez find a little bit more command.
There's a dangerous guy coming to the plate in Mejias. You remember, flashback to Wednesday's contest, that big three-run double he had in the seventh inning that essentially put the game out of reach and gave the Hillcats the series tying W.
Manuel Mejias in just his second game of the series, switch hitter batting left. Tonight he's gone 0 for 2 and swings and hits the first pitch on the ground by Johnson. It's short and out into short left field. Circling third and scoring Antunez, and we are tied. An RBI single for Manuel Mejias. He hit it against the shift. Johnson was pressed up the middle against a lefty, and he just put it where the Woodpeckers weren't. 1-1, tied up in the sixth inning.
And Chappie, that's the third time he's hit the ball to short in this ball game. You saw the play in the first inning where Johnson nearly made it in and out of the webbing of Lorenzo, and then he hits it in a similar spot in the fourth, does it again, this time it finally gets through.
First pitch slider draws a swing and miss out of Carson Tucker. Right-handed hitter and second baseman 0 for 2 today. A couple of strikeouts. Limited at bats on the week. He played just 6 innings on Wednesday. Was absent yesterday. There's a slider buried low, and Guilmette lost the glove, but still blocked the baseball. One ball and one strike on Tucker, hitting just 200 on the season in limited time with Lynchburg, a home run and 5 RBIs. The game back to level 1-1 as Guidez enters in behind Fleury. And a check swing on one up high, and Tucker went too far. One ball and two strikes. It'll be a no decision tonight for Jose Fleury. And kind of felt like his chances of getting a win were slim in a 1-0 game. Anything can happen at that stage, and for Fleury, fantastic night, won't draw a win. 1-2, low and away. Two balls and two strikes on Carson Tucker. Tucker does not have a hit yet in the series. He's a combined 0 for 4 and is struck out in 3 of those at-bats. 2-2 is elevated. And for Jose Guidez, a lot of deep counts being forced to work through here. 27 pitches in the inning. He looks for the second out. He had a couple of quick strikeouts, but a 2-out walk and an RBI single. And they've gotten Lynchburg back to level. Runners moving. The pitch is called a strike. On the high inside corner, a slider gets Tucker, and the inning comes to a close. Lynchburg finds a way to pick up a 2-out run. The RBI single for Manuel Mejias has tied the game. 1 apiece going to the bottom of the 6th inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time for a hula hoop relay race. Let's send it down to T. Bright to learn more.
Yes, indeed. Listen, these ladies are ready, okay? I'm so excited. North Carolina Angels behind me. They're going to play today. World Series champions. We've got Coach Nick, Chris, and Amanda. So here we go. We have to get the hula hoop to the end of the line without breaking the chain, all right? That's what they've got to do. This is Team Duke, and this is Team Carolina. Let's go, Duke. Ready, on your mark. Get set. Let's go. Come on, let's go, let's go. I'm rooting for Duke, I'm just saying. Come on, let's go, let's get it, let's get it. Almost there, Carolina, almost there. Come on, Duke, you got it, you got it. Come on, Duke, go Duke, go Duke. Come on, Carolina, who is it? Yay! Let's give it up for Duke. See, Duke always wins, that's why you gotta be a Blue Devil.
Fans, this Hillcats pitch and change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Hillcats, number 6, Alonzo Richardson. Leading off the bottom of the 6th inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 20, Paz Ferreira.
It's the bottom of the 6th inning, and the Hillcats will also turn to their bullpen. Tied up 1-1, an RBI single from Manuel Mejias. Levels it up, and now a swing from Paz Ferreira, soft liner, right center, it drops in. Paz Ferreira leads off the 6th inning with his second hit of the game. It comes against the new reliever, Alonzo Richardson. And right after the Hillcats tied up, Fayetteville gets the go-ahead run aboard. And Luis Encarnacion on his way to the dish. Encarnacion tonight in the leadoff role, DHing 0 for 2. A ground out to short and a fly out to center field. Ferreras with a big lead off of first. He bluffs down that way and a slider misses outside. 1-0. Alonzo Richardson for the Hillcats this year, a 4-7 record and a 5.60 ERA. In 21 games and 20 starts, he's pitched 98 innings, 55 strikeouts, and 44 walks. And today, just his second game from the bullpen. Time called, and Encarnacion will step out. A little bit of a different look to the lineup. Encarnacion leading off, Cam Fisher in the 2 spot. Fayetteville without Bryce Matthews and Luis Baez for this one. just scheduled days off for two of the top prospects. The set by Richardson at the belt. His kick in the 1-0 is golfed out into center, but shallow for Antunez. He walks forward on it and reaches up, makes the catch for the first out. Big swing yesterday for Enka, the three-run home run, his eighth of the year, but today as a leadoff hitter, 0 for 3. And here's Cam Fisher trying to put a ball in play. A couple of strikeouts for him. As mentioned, up in the two spot after being primarily in the heart of the order, 3-4-5 since he got to town. Spin and a throw over to first, a one-hopping throw and a big pick by Coyado.
I think Ferraris might have been out if it was an accurate throw on the pickoff. He was way off of there and a little bit of a late break back.
Noticed it during the Encarnacion at bat. He is taking really big leads over there. Now the set and the first pitch to Fisher. Fastball up and in. That was at 95 miles an hour, and it is 1-0. Fisher and then Whitaker as Fayetteville tries to counter the Lynchburg run in the top of the sixth. Near identical line scores. One run, three hits per side, just an error for the Fayetteville side. High fastball. Ferreira sprinting to second base. One hopping throw isn't in time. Hanau tried to get a tag down and Ferreras was under it. He swooped around that back corner of the second base bag and grabs the stolen base. It's a big steal to put the go-ahead run into scoring position, give the offense a couple of chances here to make it a 2-1 game. 2-0 on Fisher, can look for a good one. And he swings, hits a line drive through the right side. It's out into right. Kavanaugh up with the ball, and Ferreras will be stopped at third. Throw comes in time. And probably a wise hold for Ricky Rivera. That ball was just hit so hard by Cam Fisher, 110 miles an hour, near a 111 off of the barrel. The Kavanaugh was up with it in his throwing slot in mere seconds.
He completely barreled that ball up and lined into right field. Nice job by Ferreras to get into scoring position there. I'm sure he wanted to try to score, but Ricky Rivera, wise decision there. Still only one out in the inning. And you got a guy in Tyler Whitaker that knows how to get the ball in the air, and sack fly would be just enough to give you the lead right back.
Middle infield will stay in double play depth. First pitch to Whitaker, slider curls in, and it's strike one. Very good pitch to hit right down the middle, about belt high. So Whitaker behind 0-1. He's 0-2 in the game. Fly out to center and a ground out to short. Have to avoid something on the ground here as the 0-1 is popped up right side of the plate and drifts foul. So nothing and two on Whitaker, the Las Vegas native, third round pick from a couple of seasons ago, and still just 21 years old, probably really feels like a veteran even amongst some of the college players like Cam Fisher that are older than him standing down at first. Nothing and two, a long set by the new reliever, right-hander Richardson pitches, and Whitaker pops this up over towards the first base side dugout. Coyado over, but that clears the screen and lands two rows into the seats. So it remains 0-2 on Whitaker. Woodpeckers led by a run. Run in the bottom of the fourth on a Guilmette solo home run. Lynchburg tying into the sixth, and Fayetteville trying to counterpunch here. 0-2 with one out, and Whitaker flies another one. Foul territory right side. Coyado onto the dirt up against the net, and it landed in the netting. So Whitaker just fighting away pitches right now from Alonzo Richardson. On the week, when you include his 0-2 in this game, Tyler Whitaker has gone a combined 2-11. Reached three times in yesterday's game, trying to get on for the first time tonight. Richardson down to the belt, middle infield press back, and here's the 0-2 again. And Whitaker strikes out, a slider buried low and outside. That was an exceptional pitch for Alonzo Richardson. Not much you can do with that, but in a two-strike count, too close to let it go.
And those viewing at home might have thought that pitch was well outside. It crossed over the plate right on the border. And that's a pitch you got to swing at with two strikes. I mean, the spin rate of that slider, exceptional. And the break vertically or horizontally rather, just diving away from the righty in Whitaker.
Yeah, and our tracker system here, that slider that just struck out Tyler Whitaker had over 2,600 RPMs. I mean, that is a big league quality breaking ball. And maybe one of the reasons why the Guardians are keen on Alonzo Richardson. Now it's Garrett Gilmet in an 0-1 count. Took a breaking ball to begin the at-bat. Fisher off of first, Ferreras off of third, the 0-1. And Gilmet takes a strike on another low outside corner slider.
I mean, Richardson's locating that low and outside pitch perfectly. Just unhittable location. We'll see if Gilmet tries to adjust to two strikes.
He gave the Woodpeckers the lead with a solo home run in the fourth. Has to protect here 0-2, the pitch. And he fights it foul, a up and inside fastball. That's a broken bat type of pitch. Coming in at 95, and yeah, you just have to spoil that one off, live to see another. Richardson in just his second game as a reliever this year, the 20-year-old from San Diego. Peers in, fires, and buries a changeup down to the dirt. Runner goes to second on that pitch. Cam Fisher advances, and it's 1-2 on Gilmet. That kills the force play at second, but two outs still. Gilmet needing a hit to give the Woodpeckers their second lead of the game. 1-2 with two outs, the set by Richardson, and the pitch home, and Gilmet fights another one foul. He got a changeup inside, and right now Richardson just trying to jam him and keep anything out of the middle of the plate. It was a hanging slider from the starter, Jackson Humphreys, that Gilmet hit into the left field bullpen for his second home run of the year. Went deep in Myrtle Beach last week, and now this week in Fayetteville. He had a home run robbed from him as well a couple of homestands ago. The 1-2 again. Gilmet grounds it over to short. It is collected by Hanau, a step and a throw over to first, and that is the inning. So Fayetteville threatens two singles against the incoming Alonzo Richardson, but he tightropes out of danger, and we remain tied. 1-1 the score as we move to the seventh on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fayetteville Woodpeckers field crew. Visit Bobcat of Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. Hutchins Law Firm has served this community's legal needs for over 42 years and have now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all of your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, David and Sandy Brown. There they are, cool as a fan. All right. How you doing?
Watch out for my mind. It might be walking out on me today. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think it understands. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Gutierrez. Leading off the top of the seventh.
It's the seventh inning, and we are tied at one apiece. Bubba Filia begins the inning. Jose Gutierrez back out to work, and let's send it back to Colin for the seventh.
Thank you, Chappie. First pitch to Filia is in there for a strike. He is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out thus far. Fayetteville getting the opening run in the fourth on a Garrett Gilmet solo home run, but an RBI single for Manuel Mejias in the sixth has us tied as we enter the back third of the ball game. One ball, one strike. Gaddez with pitch number 31 is right down the middle for strike two. Felia played his summer ball in Kenosha up in Wisconsin back in 2020. There's a fastball up and outside. He was actually a teammate of former Fayetteville Woodpecker Jacob DeLabio. It's 2-2. DeLabio on the team last year came in relief for the Woodpeckers throughout the 2022 season. 2-2 is just outside, maybe an inch off the plate, full count. Felia will be followed by Lexer Sadui. And then the leadoff hitter, Kavanaugh. Payoff pitch. Misses inside, and that's ball four. Leadoff walk puts a go-ahead run aboard. Third walk issued by Gaddez, and that has been one of the issues for him ever since he returned from his IL stint.
Well, the margins are slim in a 1-0 game, and he knew even before he threw his first pitch that the key tonight was that going to be Gaddez throwing strikes and getting outs, preventing those free base runners in a tight game, and now we'll have to work around him again.
Sadui shows bunt, gets it down, but it's right to the mound.
And live ball.
It's a live ball. They're going to throw to second, get the force out. He didn't have to tag him. Now he's called safe. And he's getting put at second base.
They're calling a balk.
Oh, okay.
They're calling a balk. Travis Brewer allowed the play to go on, but... And it didn't seem like Trey Ward ever recognized that a balk was called. He kept acting like the play was live.
That makes sense. So one umpire signaling a balk, the other unaware that he signaled the balk. So 90 feet awarded, and Felia is safe at second base. At the very least, Woodpeckers played until, not really a whistle, but until the umpire said stop. As first pitch officially to Sadui, he swings away this time and comes up empty. Yeah, the job done for him. Tried laying down the bunt, ended up being a balk, so that runner moved up anyways, and now Gaddez taking out some frustration on the mound. Couple of fastballs, and he pumps it past the Lynchburg nine hitter. Nothing in two. Go ahead, run at second base. Gaddez. Look at Felia, now the 0-2. And he blows another fastball by him for strike three. Three straight high heaters, and Gaddez has his fourth strikeout, one away. So here is Press Kavanaugh. It's been a night to forget so far for the Hillcats right fielder. 0-for-3, three strikeouts swinging. First pitch, slider a little bit inside. Felia does have six steals this year. He's been caught once, so I don't know if they'll be willing to try to push him up to third. He stays put. A line drive caught by Encarnacion, Lorenzo rather, as he lunges and makes the catch and saves a run. That ball was extra bases from the start and a huge out number two for the Woodpeckers.
Huge, Colin. That all comes down to pre-pitch positioning. Nothing more. Lorenzo didn't have any time to take a step to his left. He was guarding the line right on top of it and just got level with the baseball. And a big play made by a guy who doesn't have a ton of starts over at first.
First pitch to Angel Hanau. Swung on and missed. I said Encarnacion. He looked like Genko over there with his great blocking ability behind the plate. Talk about a huge play if Fayetteville can get out of this inning unscathed. Chopper up the line towards Lorenzo. It's foul. And Gaddez one strike away from getting out of a runner at second, nobody out situation. Hanau is 1-for-3 tonight. A single, a flyout, and strikeout. The 0-2. Line drive and caught over at third base by Whitaker. A couple of gold glove caliber plays by the corner infielders for Fayetteville, and they get out of the seventh with no damage done. We're on to the stretch. Still 1-1 at Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Before the fireworks show, you'll be able to throw your numbered tennis ball onto the field to try and win a variety of prizes. Launcher balls can be purchased at the fan information table directly inside the main gates. Balls are one for $1 or six for $5. Buy your launcher balls now. All right, fans, it's time for the ERA Struthers seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take, sing a little louder. I, so it's root for the Packers. Sing it loud. At the old, atta boy, Packers, atta boy.
Some clutch pitching and some clutch defense over the last inning here at Segra Stadium. Still a 1-1 ball game. Bottom of the seventh, Ryan Johnson leads it off for the Woodpeckers. Alonzo Richardson, who escaped the bottom of the sixth inning, couple of runners on, one out, and got the final two outs, trying to pitch a clean seventh and get it onto the eighth tied. 2-0 on Johnson, who is 0-for-2 with two groundouts to his counterpart over at short in Hanau. He swings at the 2-0 and sends a towering pop-up behind home plate. Mejias does have room, and he makes the catch with about 2 feet to spare in front of the netting. And Johnson heads back to the dugout, one down. Just enough room towards that backstop here at Segra Stadium. And now Jackson Lofton will try to kick away an 0-for-2 start. He has popped out and flown out. It went pretty well to center back in the fifth inning. Takes ball one, a little bit high. And now the 1-0 from Richardson. He's going for that outside corner but missed, 2-0. Alonzo Richardson, the San Diego, California native, went to Helix High School in La Mesa, as there's a foul ball off the foot of Lofton, and he limps away from the box. And a bit hobbled, will make his way back towards the plate. It'll be 2-1 on Lofton. Richardson spent 7 games last year with Lynchburg. Doesn't turn 21 until after the season ends on October 7th. He is trying to get through two scoreless innings of relief. And a tie ball game. The 2-1. Fastball upstairs. The last thing he wants to do is put Lofton aboard for free with his speed. 48 stolen bases on the year as the go-ahead run. 3-1, and Lofton swings away, fouls it into the netting. Dar Lorenzo, who made a big play over at first last inning, he waits on deck. The pitch, upstairs, ball four, and Lofton with a big one-out walk takes off his equipment and will head on down to first, and there's a decent chance he doesn't stay there very long.
Yeah, Fayetteville without one of their other big base stealers, Jaron Williams, in the lineup tonight. So, you know, Jackson Lofton, he's the top dog. And he's two away from 50 on the year. No Woodpecker's ever done that. And a prime opportunity here.
Richardson, long pause. still holding it. And the first pitch swung on and missed. Bit of a bluff from Lofton over at first base. It even had Mejias fooled. He came out of the crouch ready to throw down. The Hillcats have done their homework on Jackson Lofton. Mejias ready to fire that down to second base if he has to. 0-1, and Lorenzo looks at a fastball low.
Yeah, if you're Lofton, you're just trying to get a sense of his timing. Richardson had a really long set on the first pitch and might have forced him to think twice, but yeah, he'll try and mix up the speeds for sure.
There he goes, 1-1, misses inside. Mejias, the throw, the tag, not in time. Lofton just beats the tag from Hanau, and he's in scoring position with one down. Number 49 on the year.
And it was a split-second jump, a very good jump call. And the second that Richardson motioned and started to kick to the plate, Lofton was gone. Any slight hesitation there, and it's going to cost you. Every millisecond counts.
The 2-1 to Lorenzo. Misses in. Ball three, and we'll see if Richardson even gives him a pitch to hit with one out, free base at first. Maybe he'll take his chances with Leo's Danny Molina on deck. 3-1 pitch, and chopped right towards Leo, who makes a nice play in the on-deck circle. Huge pitch coming. 3-2, one out, Lofton at first, second rather. 1-1 ball game. Richardson, a glance at him. Now the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, and Lorenzo chases after it. Strike three. Might have been sitting fastball. That was a curveball about 6 inches below the zone. And Richardson, just like the sixth inning, gets a huge second out on a strikeout swinging.
Yeah, it can be a case where you're looking fastball or even a case where you're looking for that breaking ball, you're ready for it, then you get it, and you're just a little over-anxious. You're committed to swinging to that breaking ball because you guessed the pitch right, and he swung a ball four.
First pitch to Molina. A check swing, but he holds up. This is outside. Leo's Danny Molina, who is 3 hits shy of tying the Woodpeckers franchise record for most hits in a career. Gets one that hops out of the mitt of Mejias, and up to third goes Lofton. It was a fastball in tight, and Mejias just couldn't secure it. You see just how big of a 90 feet that is. If it gets past Mejias a second time, Lofton's coming home and giving Fayetteville the lead.
Just open up that wild pitch or pass ball opportunity by getting him down.
Lofton well off the bag at third. And Molina takes another one outside, 3-0. Might set the table for Paz Ferreras, who is 2-for-2 already. He's on deck. Richardson wind up now, and a fastball is called a strike. It's always a risk to run the wind up when you got Jackson Lofton at third. He has stolen home this year. 3-1, outside ball four, and Molina coaxes a walk. It'll be at the corners for Ferreras with two down. Might see a mound visit before this at bat. And we will. Tony Arnold, the pitching coach, makes a slow walk out to the mound. He's had several stints with the Hillcats over the years, and he has had this conversation many a times with a reliever in a late inning situation, tie ball game, and the go-ahead run at third base.
Haven't needed to see him tonight with his starter Jackson Humphreys giving them really solid work over 5 innings. And it's a little odd, the Richardson's walking away from the mound meeting right now. He kind of turned his back on Tony. All right, looks like he's okay. He almost thought maybe he was injured there for a moment, but message delivered.
There is some movement going on in the visiting bullpen. Right now it's up to Richardson to get out of this inning and keep the ball game tied. Paz Ferreras, couple of singles in 2 at-bats in the 9 spot. First pitch, he swings away and sends it into center field. Alfredo Antunez under it, makes the catch, and the go-ahead run is stranded at third base. Fayetteville leaves a pair for the second straight inning, and we are on to the eighth, still tied at one from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Tendons. Let's hand it over to T. Bryant with our contestant.
All right, I'm loving it. It is 90s night, right? Check out Baby Girl's outfit. It's Bad Boy jersey, Biggie on the back. Shout out to the parents. You're raising it right. I love it, okay? This is Raiden right here. She has a birthday coming up on Monday. She's going to be 8 years old, okay? So they're going to help you out. You're going to guess how many people are here, okay? You ready? Your choices on the board. Let's see what we got. A, B, or C. What do you guys think? All right, so what do you think?
B.
She's going with B. Is she right? Yes, you got it. Great. Good job. Good job. Let's give it up for Raiden, everybody. Way to go. Good job.
Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Hillcats, the center fielder, number four, Wilfredo.
What a ball game on this Friday night at Segra Stadium. Woodpeckers one, Hillcats one. Jose Gadez back on the mound, a swing and a miss, and back on the play-by-play to take us through the conclusion. The voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, yeah, thank you, Colin. Fayetteville trying to even up this series after the lopsided game yesterday. They won the opener 3-2, got shut out on Wednesday 4-0, and tonight we're all level at one. The pitch was inside, and it's 1-1 on Alfredo Antunez. Next pitch. Swings, line drive, right center field. That's down into the gap. Angling to his right is Lofton. Picks it, nearly slipped. Hits the cutoff man, Ferreras, but the throw never arrives. And Antunez dives in with a leadoff double. And now Jackson Lofton is hunched over out in right center. It looked like his knee almost gave out on him, or he kind of he got straightened up on him out there, but he's okay. He's walking back to his position. That was big, though, by Lofton to take that route, cut the ball off before it got to the wall. Otherwise, Antunez might have been stretching for three. It was a double, though, and the Hillcats have the go-ahead run into scoring position right away. Have not let in this game. The pitch to the lefty, Mayek Coyado, is outside. Ball one.
Same situation as last inning. Runner at second, nobody out. Question is, can Gadez pull off a disappearing act once again?
And here's a fly ball lifted down the left field side. Fisher sprinting over, and it slices foul into the stands down there. So one and one. And it wasn't Gadez getting himself out of the jam, really, in the seventh. It was the help of his corner infielders. Dario Lorenzo and Tyler Whitaker both made lunging catches on low liners to take away hits. Now a pitch down to the dirt. It gets by Guilmette. Bounces off of his shoulder, and Antunez is down to third. And there's a number of plays tonight, Colin, and missed opportunities in both dugouts that you could circle. In that seventh, it's the hits he didn't get, the defensive gems made by the Fayetteville infield. Last inning, it's the Woodpeckers putting two on and not being able to get that big hit with runners in scoring position. That obviously killed a little momentum, and now Lynchburg is 90 feet away from taking the lead. Coyado is 1-for-3 in a 3-1 count. The 50th pitch of the night for Jose Gadez. Looked like it was a strike on the high outside corner, but he did not get a call. And Coyado draws the five-pitch walk. Two on, runners on the corners, nobody out. And here comes Jose Devers.
And what will Fayetteville do here? Will they try to trade a run for two outs and play back in double play depth? It appears that is the case. No one brings the infield back in until they get that first out for sure.
Devers has had a quiet night. Two strikeouts and a walk. Takes the first pitch for a strike right down the middle. A Jose Gadez changeup. Middle infield, a double play depth for Fayetteville. They may turn two to sacrifice the run with something on the ground. Slow roller hits a third. Runner charging to the plate. Whitaker fields, goes home. One hopping throw is in and out of the glove. And Antunez is safe. Now the throw going to third. And Coyado is out sliding in. The Hillcats have taken a 2-1 lead. Whitaker got it to the plate ahead of the runner, but it was a little bit low. And it never seemed to be corralled by Guilmette. There was a little bit of a collision on the slide. Antunez may have aided in jarring the ball loose. But the Hillcats lead 2-1. Jose Devers stands at first. He'll get an RBI fielder's choice. Hillcats out to their first lead of the day. Now with one out and the lefty Manuel Mejias in the left side. And a foul tip into the mitt, strike one.
Would have been huge to get that out the plate, but honestly, with Fayetteville getting the out at third, not the end of the world. Almost the equivalent of a fielder's choice trying to turn two in the end.
Foul ball into the screen. Two strike count on Mejias. And yeah, Colin, they were telling you with their middle infield there that if they got something up the middle, they were going to try and turn two and sacrifice that go-ahead run with six outs to play with on the offensive end tonight. Gadez is ahead of Manuel Mejias, an RBI single that tied the game for him in the sixth. Pitch misses low, and Guilmette keeps it in front. No shortage of critical plays at the plate over the last two nights.
That is a bobble, by the way, unlike what we saw yesterday.
That is true, and I don't know if Guilmette really ever even had it in the glove.
Right.
The 2-1-1 on a line left side and out into left field. Down in front of Fisher, and it gets by him. It rolls through Fisher. Coyado is around third, and he will come in to score. Mejias down to second base, and a critical error in left field has cost Fayetteville a run. It's now 3-1 Hillcats. And it somehow got through the glove of Cam Fisher, just a routine line drive out in front of him. And he just picked the glove up a little bit early.
That's when you got to see into the glove all the way. No rush to really get that into third either. Sharply hit ball into left field. Can't imagine that Devers would have tried to stretch it to third from first. And that ball gets by you, rolls 50 feet away, and all it does is give Lynchburg a chance to take some extra bases and add on to their lead.
Jordan Smith, Lynchburg manager, having a quick come together with the home plate umpire, and I think we have a pinch hitter here. I believe we do.
I think that's Juan Benjamin.
And I don't have numbers on the front of those uniforms.
We did see Benjamin come in for Tucker in the previous game in this series, and I believe that might be him.
Pitch misses off the plate outside, and it's one ball and one strike. It'll be an unearned run against Jose Gadez, at least for right now, with the E7. And here comes the pitch home. Slider up and outside. And we still don't know who this is at the plate. Just can't see the number on the back of the uniform from our vantage point. Second baseman Paz Ferreras coming in and talking to Gadez, offering a couple of words. And now time is called by the base umpire. There's one out, runner at second. Manuel Mejias gets the RBI single to his credit. And a pitch off the plate outside. And now, as that pitch missed, ball four, we finally see the number one on the back of the uniform. That is Juan Benjamin.
Look at me.
He called it. He predicted it, Colin. So,
yeah, Tucker.
Tucker again subbed out after an 0-for-3-3 strikeouts, but it seems like the plan is to going to work him up to full strength.
Exactly. Yeah, he coming off the injured list ahead of this series, was activated right before the series got underway, and just having him play a certain amount of innings, get him some at-bats. It was a rough day at the plate for him too, so ideal situation to bring in Benjamin, and he gives you an extra base runner.
Zach Wilkins out there conferencing to Jose Gadez, and that Fayetteville bullpen does have some activity now. A right-hander is starting to loosen out there with two runs home in the inning, one error. You have two walks and two Lynchburg hits as well. It all started with the Antonez double. Bubba Pelea is into the right side now. His fourth plate appearance, 0 for 2 with a walk, a strikeout, and a ground out. And there's a slider that gets him chasing strike one. Now the 0-1. And a snap throw up the first base side. The pitch missed low. And the runner Tucker back in safely.
Didn't come out great either. The hand of Gilmetti skipped that one up the first baseline. But yeah, Ricardo Below now in the game defensively over at first base, and he's the one who's able to dig that one out.
Oh yeah, that is Below that subbed in over there. Fastball misses up high, and it is 2-1. Bottom two hitters in the order, the 8-9 of Felia Saduia combined 0 for 5, and he rips through a slider. Two balls and two strikes. Two on and one out. Lynchburg has grabbed their first lead of the game, and it's the first multi-run lead for either side tonight. 3-1 the score. Fayetteville in the bottom of the eighth will have the top of their order. Encarnacion, Fisher, and Whitaker. 2-1 kick and pitch. Gadez misses off the plate outside and a little bit low. A couple of lopsided scores tonight in the league. Augusta leads Fredericksburg big 12-2. And Delmarva is shutting out Salem 7-0. Up and in, and that's a walk. Gadez loses another, his third walk of the inning. His sixth walk of the game. And Lexer Sadui comes up, the bases are loaded. Ricky Rivera talking closely with Zach Wilkins down there in the dugout.
Walks and errors will kill you in a ball game, and that's been the case in this eighth inning. Of course, you had the double from Antunez, you got to tip your cap on a good swing right there, but since then, Fayetteville just compounding things.
First pitch, high and wide to Lexer Sadui. The Hillcats have more walks than hits today. Six walks, five hits for their lineup. And it's quite the contrast from Jose Fleury, who didn't walk, or walked just one over five innings of scoreless baseball. Pitch outside to Sadui again, 2-0. It's 68 pitches now, so the pitch cap is close to putting an end to the day for Jose Gadez. 2-0, outside again, and right now can't locate the fastball. A little bit of uneasiness starting to creep out of this Friday night crowd in Fayetteville. Pitch number 70 for Gadez is a 3-0 and a fastball down the middle. So 3-1 on Lexer Sadui, a guy who struck out twice, 0 for 3. You want to go right after. And here's his kick, 3-1, and a pop fly right side of the infield. And the indication is on. Infield fly rule in effect, and Johnson makes the catch over on the cut of the right center field grass. Second out of the inning. Bases remain loaded, but the bullpen will take over from here. Ricky Rivera is out of the dugout, gives the point, and will go to his right-hander in the pen. Looks like it's Jeremy Molero who has been warming. And it's a bases loaded two-out spot for him to inherit. We'll go to break. Fayetteville trails 3-1. When we return, bases loaded with two outs in the top of the eighth.
Let's hear it for Jose Gadez.
Close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down.
I just want to rock. Body of the eye.
Damn. Damn.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 44, Jeremy Molero.
Body out of ya. Shorty got that body out of ya. Hit it once, no time. Side up, you gon' kill my vibe. Stand on my money, don't know my size. Pick them sides, and you better choose wisely. That's my high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 5. That's my high. Damn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now batting for the Hillcats, the right fielder, number 20.
A two-run eighth inning for Lynchburg, and Jeremy Molero trying to prevent the runaway inherits the bases loaded, and Prez Kavanaugh at the plate with two outs. First pitch fouled away by the lefty, and it's nothing and one. Jose Guedes struggled in the eighth to control his stuff, and a big error out in left field as well cost a run. But he walked three, gave up a pair of hits, and loaded up the bases before departure. Pitch outside from Jeremy Molero, and it's 1-1 on Kavanaugh. The Hillcats leadoff hitter 0-for-4, three strikeouts, and had a hit taken away on a lunging catch by Dari Lorenzo in the seventh. 1-1, and Kavanaugh bounces this to first, fielded behind the bag by the new first baseman, Ricardo Below. Stomps on top of the bag, and the inning is over. So Jeremy Molero gets the much-needed final out, strands the bases loaded, but Fayetteville down by multiple runs for the first time. 3-1 the score as we go bottom eight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time for last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the ninth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Hey, Woodpecker fans, make sure you scan the QR code to enter for a chance to make your dog famous and win great prizes in Nationwide's Dog Dugout Sweepstakes. Nationwide is the official pet insurance of Minor League Baseball, which offers industry-leading pet insurance for dogs and other pets. Nationwide is on your side. Looking like a Rob Liberace, it's all good. From Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
On the mound for the Hillcats, Alonzo Richardson.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Bottom eight, and Luis Encarnacion rips the first pitch of the inning out into left field. A leadoff single to start the bottom of the eighth, and the Woodpeckers need base runners. They trail 3-1. Alonzo Richardson is back out there for a third inning of work, and here is Cam Fisher.
Chance at redemption right here for Fisher after the miscue out in left field. He's got Encarnacion at first, representing the tying run at the plate.
First pitch to Fisher, and he was out in front of a changeup, nothing and one. He scorched a 110-mile-per-hour single out into right field back in the sixth and steps in 1-for-3. Started his night with a couple of strikeouts, but finally found a barrel. At the bell, Richardson pitches, and the 0-1's down low, blocked by Mejias. Overall, they have three really good catchers, the Hillcats do, between Felia Lopez, who was behind the plate yesterday, and Mejias tonight. Good with receiving, pitch framing, and blocking. One run on five hits tonight for the Woodpeckers. Garrett Gilmet's solo home run in the fourth. The lone run. Shattered bat. Line drive to first. And it's caught by Coyado. He steps on first base. Doubles off Encarnacion. The bat split right down the middle for Fisher. He's left with a paddle in his hand. And that line drive could not have been hit in a more unideal location, right on top of first base where Coyado was guarding the line.
It's not even like Encarnacion was far off the bag. He was in his normal secondary, just perfectly located to turn that double play.
So here's Tyler Whitaker fouling one off to the right, and what a momentum turn after a leadoff hit. The Woodpeckers with nobody on and suddenly down to their final four outs. Whitaker fouls it behind him and falls behind 0-2. Tyler 0-for-3 tonight with a flyout, a ground out, and a strikeout. Woodpeckers trying to pull even in this series and come from behind on a Friday night in Fayetteville. The 0-2. Whitaker strikes out, inning over. So a double play puts Richardson right back in the swing of things and in the driver's seat. He faces the minimum after the leadoff single, and we head to the ninth with Lynchburg leading 3-1.
Fans, don't forget to stick around after the game for fireworks presented by Q98, number one for music, money, and fun. At this time, all patrons in the berm and the rocking porch must clear their areas. We hope that you all enjoy tonight's spectacular fireworks show following the game. For the Woodpeckers, Jeremy Bolero. Leading off the top of the ninth inning.
It's the top of the ninth inning. Jeremy Bolero is back out to work a clean frame and faces off against Angel Henao to begin the inning. Henao, Wilfredo Antunez, and then Mike Coyado will bat. And here's a swing and miss, 1-1. Two-run top of the eighth gives the Hillcats their first lead tonight. And they're three outs away from taking a 3-1 lead in this road series for them. A slider outside by Bolero, and it's 2-1. Can give you a chance to get Malero's numbers in that last inning when he inherited the bases loaded. 2-1 is called strike right at the bottom of the zone. On the year, he's been fantastic. One of the Woodpeckers' most dependable relievers. 1-0 with a 1.27 ERA. And tonight pitches in his 20th game. Struck him out. High fastball. And Henao is the first out of the ninth. And strikeout number 29 of Jeremy Malero's season. He's issued 26 walks as well, but the walks have not resulted in earned runs. Does a very good job of getting outs once he allows runners to reach. Only 3 earned runs all year, and he has not given up a home run. Swing and a chase to the outside for Antunez, 0-1.
I'm very interested to see what the future holds for Malero. Could we see him turn into a Ronnie Garcia type and get that promotion to Asheville, be that bridge guy there?
Here's a fly ball out into right. Straight away for Lofton as he backpedals a couple, comes forward a step, makes the catch, and there's two gone. Wilfredo Antunez. Here's the second out of the inning. Here comes Collado. Mentioned no home runs given up this year, Colin. I think that's the most impressive statistic about Jeremy Molero's entire professional career. Signed internationally in 17, debuted in 18 in the DSL, two summers there, and then to the States in 21. But across 136 and two-thirds innings as a pro pitcher, he has given up one home run in his entire career. Came in 2019.
That's impressive.
Whitaker shallow, shortstop Johnson towards the middle. The pitch to Collado is outside. Three balls and no strikes. A 302 hitter, Maya Collado, has singled and walked today, a strikeout and a ground out as well. He's one for three. The pitch from Molero, foul tipped into the glove. 92 mile per hour fastball from the side armor. And I think that has something to do with it, that unique arm slot. The way the ball looks coming out of the hand, especially against righties, that's tough delivery point to pick up. Fastball down and in, and it gets it to even, 2-2, and Collado will call for time. One more chance for the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the ninth, and it'll be the 4, 5, and 6. Gilmette, who's homered, Johnson, and Lofton. Jeremy Molero with those high black socks out on the mound, peers in, gets the target from Gilmette, set up and outside, and he missed low and in. Collado had to scoot out of the way, and it's full. Three balls, two strikes. On deck is Jose Devers if the inning goes any further. Molero down to the belt, and his payoff pitch is tapped foul. Collado extended well beyond the strike zone. That was ball four on a pitch outside, just flicked it away. An RBI single from Mejias and an air brought home the go-ahead runs in the eighth for Lynchburg. And now they have a runner on in the ninth. Pitch inside to Collado. He draws a walk. And the inning will extend for Jose Devers.
The crowd didn't like it, but it was a little bit inside. So you're Molero. Just got to focus on the next batter. This is a dangerous part of the Lynchburg lineup that really gave Jose Guedes problems in the eighth inning.
Devers ready, and the first pitch, slider, front doors him, called strike one. Fayetteville had to use forearms yesterday to get through that 3-hour, 25-minute game. Today it's been Fleury, Guedes, and Molero. The 0-1, and he chased a slider up and outside. Actually was in the zone. It just frisbeed its way across the plate. Devers down 0-2. Big gap on the right side for Ferreras to swung over. Molero looks over that shoulder, runner going. The pitch fouled backwards. And Devers will see another. Collado has to hustle back to first. Around the league tonight, Carolina and Kannapolis tie. That's a big game for these Hillcats. Carolina loses today. Lynchburg can hang on and win. It'll be a three-game difference between the first and second place teams in the North. 0-2, low and away.
It was a game, too, that it was a one-run lead for Kannapolis late, so Mudcats able to push across that tying run. They need that victory.
Identical line scores in that one. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for the Mudcats and the Ballers. Augusta with a huge offensive night. 15 runs, 13 hits. The 1-2, runner going again. It's a swing and a miss. Devers goes down on a slider. And Jeremy Molero strands the runner. Collado, a scoreless ninth inning for Molero. And we are going to the final frame. Three outs to get for the Hillcats. Two runs needed for Fayetteville. It'll be Gilmette, Johnson, and Lofton when we return with the Hillcats leading 3-1.
You got an angel with you right now. Just got here, and he's going to help. That's the signal.
catch, Alonzo Richardson. Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 46, Garrett Gilman.
It is the bottom of the ninth inning, the Woodpeckers with one more chance to come from behind. 3-1 the score, and right-hander Alonzo Richardson trying to close it out with four innings. Garrett Gilmet swings to the first pitch and rips it on a line to left. It's tucking all the way into the corner. Gilmet hustling to second, and he is in with a leadoff double. No time wasted. A slider up and in, and Gilmet turning on it. He homered to give Fanville their 1-0 lead in the fourth, and now comes up with a big hit in the ninth, a two-hit game for Gilmet.
That's how you get your team in business, and you got some heavy hitters right behind you trying to keep the line moving, or better yet, one swing ties this game now.
Here's Johnson, and the first pitch missed up high. It is a quiet bullpen for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and they're trusting Alonzo Richardson, who'd been a starter for 21 games this year, just his second game in relief tonight, to carry it the distance. 1-0 is low and in. Two balls and no strikes on Johnson. Lofted on deck, Dari Lorenzo in the hole. And it'll be these middle to bottom portion of the hitters to try and get it done. Trying to level this series, two games apiece going to Saturday. 2-0, and Johnson cuts through an inside pitch. There's not been a ton of chances tonight for Fayetteville. Five at-bats with runners in scoring position. They've gone 1-for-5. Cam Fisher's sixth inning single, the only hit with runners in scoring position so far. Two balls and a strike, long pause, the pitch, and Johnson bounces it to third, and a foul ball.
A dangerous pitch there from Richardson. Came off the bat at 100 miles an hour. Johnson can square one of these up. We know he's got the home run power.
His season average has dipped below 200. A little bit of a cold stretch for him between Myrtle Beach and this series, but we saw all of his hitting ability in his debut, that first homestand with Fayetteville. 2-2, wanted to swing, held up, pitched down in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes, and Johnson representing the tying run if he can get on. The go-ahead run is in the form of Jackson Lofton down in the on-deck circle. Woodpeckers have left five on over eight innings, trying to bring around Gilmet. Here's the pitch, and it is called strike three. An inside pitch as the zone expanded. That should have been ball four, according to K-Zone, and Ryan Johnson, he didn't argue it, but he just got hosed, folks. That's an inside pitch. He's back to the dugout 0-for-4.
That's one of those you got to get right in that spot. It was a good take. It was a couple inches inside. Give a little credit to Mejias to frame it, but man, that's a backbreaker.
So now it's Jackson Lofton, first pitch low. And it's one ball and no strikes. The Woodpeckers lineup tonight has struck out 10 times. They've drawn two walks. Big keys for Lynchburg tonight. They haven't given up nearly as many free passes, seven, as Fayetteville has. 1-0 is in there. Change up to Lofton. One ball and one strike. Jackson walked in the seventh, stole his 49th base of the year later on in that inning. And they got stranded at third on a pass ball. One ball, one strike, one out. And the long set by Richardson, his pitch is fouled back. Two-strike count on Lofton, but you just look at those last couple of innings offensively, and the story has been leaving runners on in scoring position. Fayetteville left a man on third base in the seventh. They doubled off a runner on an unfortunate line drive in the eighth inning. Stranded man at third in the sixth. 1-2. Lofton fights it foul, a high fastball at 93.
If he can get on, that's a huge go-ahead game-tying runner to have on base, because you know that anything in the outfield, and there's a good chance he can try and score. It doesn't matter what base he's on.
Here's another 1-2. Lofton strikes out. A changeup down to the dirt, picked by Mejias, and he did get the tag on Lofton trying to escape the box. The leadoff double by Guilmette, followed with back-to-back strikeouts. And Alonzo Richardson will square off against Ricardo Belleau. Came on as a defensive replacement for Dari Lorenzo in the seventh, and in his first at-bat tonight, the game rides on his bat. First pitch to Ricardo from the left side. It is a ball outside. Changeup from Richardson. Richardson in line for the win after his Hillcats lineup gave him the lead to work with in the eighth. Trying to record the final 12 outs of this game behind the starter, Jackson Humphreys. And there's a strike on Belleau. Changeup on the low outside corner. 1-1. Ricardo batting 245 in the season, 6 home runs and 30 RBIs. Guilmette off of second, below the tying run at the plate. With 60 pitches on the night, Richardson sets and throws a 1-1. Delivers a strike to Belleau. Fastball right at the knees. That's where he wanted. Keeping that pitch down and away from the lefty. So the Woodpeckers, who led until the top of the sixth inning tonight, now down to their final strike, in danger of dropping their third game at home this week. Belleau chokes up on that bat. Richardson peers in, looks towards second. His kick in the 1-2, and Belleau strikes out swinging. A changeup got him, and that is the ball game. The Hillcats erase the one-run deficit in the sixth. They go in front with a two-run top of the eighth, and they take their third game on the road here in Fayetteville by a 3-1 final score. A disheartening loss for Fayetteville after the lopsided loss yesterday. And the Woodpeckers fall to 47-65 with a loss today. Lynchburg improves to a game above 500 in the regular season, 56-55. And now they'll keep their eyes on the Mudcats and the Cannonballers to see if they'll gain a game on the North Division leader. We'll step aside. Post-game show coming up next. It's a 3-1 final tonight in Fayetteville. Lynchburg wins game 4 of the series.
To close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back up to the broadcast perch here at Segra Stadium. And thanks again so much for being a part of our Friday night action. We still have much more to come. Launch a ball around the corner, a Friday night fireworks show as well. All of that coming up in just moments here in downtown Fayetteville. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey, glad to call the action with you tonight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. And tonight, Colin, it was the type of start that the Woodpeckers wanted out of Jose Fleury. He was just as dominant as he was last week in Myrtle Beach when he struck out 10 Pelicans. And tonight, you got the local kid coming into town from Fuquay Varina High School putting up one of the best days of his pro career. He went 5 innings and was very accurate in the zone. Jackson Humphreys went toe-to-toe with one of the Woodpeckers' best. And then it came down to just who was going to come up with the big hits down the stretch. Guilmette's home run propped it up for a moment, but it wasn't enough in the end.
Yeah, a couple of late runs in that eighth inning proved to be enough for the Hillcats, but Fayetteville, they threatened in those last couple of frames. You got the leadoff man on in the eighth inning, Luis Encarnacion with a single, and then just an unlucky line drive to first, ends in a double play, ends up kind of ending that eighth inning. And then ultimately in the ninth inning, you get the big shot from Guillemette again. Lines a double down the left field line. He had a close pitch, 3-2 on Ryan Johnson. That went the way of the Hillcats. And then from there on, a couple of big strikeouts. How about Alonzo Richardson, too? Very strong in relief. And ultimately will end up getting the victory in this game. So for the Hillcats, they've been able to win three in a row now since that series opener. And Fayetteville's just got to find a way to scrap and claw their way to a victory. They can still secure a series split against the Hillcats. And right now, Lynchburg now in a spot where they can claim the season series if they're able to get a victory tomorrow. But Fayetteville, they can still get hot. We saw them do it on the road in Lynchburg, scored 29 runs over the last two games of that series. Maybe they can do it again over Saturday and Sunday's contests.
Yeah, the Hillcats will be scoreboard watching now. They're in a tight race in the North Division, waiting to see what happens in the Kannapolis-Carolina game today. If the Mudcats fall in that one, they'll be just three games out of first place in their division. Much more baseball to come out here at Segres Stadium as the weekend carries on. We have a Saturday night ball game for you tomorrow at 5:05, a 2:05 game on Sunday. Tomorrow's pitching matchup will feature right-hander Alimber Santa on the mound for Fayetteville. Right-hander Austin Peterson going for the Hillcats. He's 6-6 with a 4.18 ERA on the year. Alimber Santa 2-8 with a 6.12 ERA. Close ball game tonight. It came down to the wire there in the end, but a two-run eighth gets it done for the Hillcats, and they take a three games to one lead in this series going to Saturday night. Colin and I will be on the air with you tomorrow. If you can't make it out to the ballpark, fan.com beginning at 4:55. We got much more to come. Launch a ball, fireworks around the corner, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day at Segres Stadium and drive home safely. Stay again. Many you see, it's not me, it's not my
Pecker fans, do you have your balls ready? I said, do you have your launch balls ready? I can't hear you. Do you have your launch balls ready? Fans, it's time for Launch a Ball. T. Bright is down on the field. Take it away, T.
Yes, indeed. It is time for Launch a Ball, so get those balls ready. You know how this works. We do this each and every Friday. So you've got numbers on your ball, right? Look at the number, memorize that number, and when I say go, you're going to launch those balls to the hula hoops that's on the field. In the red, you get prizes from Bubba's. Purple's is Bernie's. Orange is Freddy's, and the blue is Southern Cole's. All right, so you guys ready? Make sure you memorize your number, and I'll call your number, and you'll go up to guest services, and you'll claim your prize. Are y'all ready to launch some balls? Let's try it again. Are you ready to launch some balls? That sounds better. Ready? 1, 2, 3, launch away. Ah, yeah, oh, those were good. Oh, almost. Okay. Keep launching.
Bad Boys 2, the soundtrack. Let's go.
Thumbs down.
Mama, I